as the prospect of a general election in Ireland has receded for the moment at least. Political expert and pundit Johnny Fallon talked to Donie Tarrant to discuss the prospect of a general election and a prediction on the outcome and the forthcoming local and European elections. Tony began by asking Johnny Fallon if everything on the political front was dependent on the outcome of Brexit.
That's very true. At the moment, Brexit is overshadowing everything because obviously it has huge economic and political ramifications. But it's also very much determined, even at this stage, you could see between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, while their relationship has been tense over the last year, both are quite concerned of what Brexit might develop into or whether or not a hard Brexit will develop, whether or not a deal is possible, those kind of things. If Brexit was sorted, we'd be looking at a very different landscape here in Ireland where neither side would be fearing an election. But until they get an idea of what's actually happening in Brexit, there's not much point having an election because nobody knows what policies they would actually be espousing.
Yeah, and I suppose the question is begged to be asked then, Johnny. And we'll start with Fianna Fáil. Was it a clever, shrewd move on behalf of Micheál Martin to sign up to another 12 months of confidence and supply insofar as, well, if it goes horribly long, he's not going to have to deal with the consequences? Or the other side of the same coin, Johnny, is it political suicide? Because I would imagine that, as they are known, the soldiers of destiny in the Fianna Fáil party throughout the country, it couldn't be sitting well with them that the Fianna Fáil party are actually the party that's keeping Fine Gael in government.
No, I don't think it is sitting well with them at all. I think the government, there was a feeling that something had to be done at the time after the last election to have some kind of government. They definitely didn't want any form of coalition, so they went with the next best thing, which was to form a minority government, on the understanding, I think, always that it probably wouldn't last all that long. The fact that it has lasted this long has surprised many, but with Brexit on the horizon again, I think for most people in Fianna Fáil, the government has run its course and they would like to go back to the country. Micheál Martin, however, I think felt that probably rightly, he there was no point doing that until they had some idea of what was actually happening with Brexit. Even if it is to be a hard Brexit, then that leaves you some idea of what needs to happen economically. So I think there was a decision taken by Micheál Martin in the run-up to Christmas. There was a lot of talk at the negotiating teams. When negotiating teams between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were announced, and they were meeting regularly, but there was little or no update from either of those teams or any sign of progress in those talks. And it was quite clear that the talks were going absolutely nowhere as regards an actual new deal that would see the confidence and supply renewed. And I think, therefore, Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar just came up with an agreement to get media off their backs because media were going to start asking about a crisis in government if no deal was arranged or if those talks collapsed. And therefore, they came up with an agreement that says, look, we'll just continue as we were, not changing too much. But the real ambition of that is just to get beyond March and see what the fallout from Brexit is and take it from there.
Johnny, have a look into that crystal ball for me there again. Do you see an election in 2019, a general election in 2019?
I do. I think there will be an election in 2019 for a couple of reasons. I think, number one, if Brexit, if Theresa May manages to get this deal through and accepted, that would change everything. I think that would then say, well, we know what's happening in Brexit. There's no further doubts for the Irish economy, so we can go ahead and have the election. I think even if there were a hard Brexit after March 29th, it would also lay out what needs to happen, or there would be various acrimony going on between who failed to do what, certainly between the major parties. And I think for both of them, once that question is out of the way, certainly by the end of March, they are going to feel, look, we know what's happening here. We don't really want to reside in government with the other party. It should be remembered, Fine Gael are quite fed up with it too. Leo Varadkar has shown quite a tendency that he doesn't actually like the situation. He would like to test his mettle in an election and go to the country. And what people often forget in this as well is that the government is also dependent on independent TDs. So even if Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were determined to go through to 2020, even if Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar agreed that, it would be absolute suicide for the independents to allow the two main parties carve up the election space and decide when they want to go, and would make much more sense for the independents to bring down the government sometime over the winter, at the very least at a time where they could say they stood up for something and stopped the too much agreement in politics. So for all those reasons, I think it's very difficult to see the government surviving right throughout the year.
And of course, one of those independents is a local man here, Finian McGrath. Johnny, there are 40 constituencies in the Republic of Ireland. I think I'm right in that, aren't I?
Yep.
Now, the current numbers are Fine Gael are on 49, Fianna Fáil are on 44. So based on that, my math, Sinn Féin 21, Labour 7, Solidarity, People Before Profit 6, the Independents for Change 3, Social Democrats 2, the Green Party 2, 23 Independents and the Cheann Cóla, that's what makes up the current doll. Based on my maths, I think that to come back with an overall majority, Leo Varadkar needs 79-80 seats.
Yeah, and that's what is really required. It could be
that's the minimum. That's the bare minimum to give him a majority. Now, based on the fact that he is on 49 seats at the moment, there's 30 or there's 40 constituencies. Do you see him getting 30 extra Fine Gael TDs over the line and holding on to the 49 that he has?
No, I wouldn't. And I wouldn't see it as being possible under poll numbers either because, you know, I mean, to be talking about getting an overall majority in Ireland, you would want to be pushing up at the very least into the 40s in terms of the vote you would get. And Fine Gael at their best in polls are looking at 31-32%.
Sorry, Johnny, just for the benefit of the listeners, and we'll take it 31-32%, and I don't want to put you on the spot with this, but if 31 or 32, if they were to hold that in a general election, what would that relate to in relation to seats returned?
It is difficult to say exactly, but you're probably could give them at least another 10-12 seats on that basis, because, you know, if things went their way, they could certainly pull in those kind of extra seats. But they would be well off being able to form a single party government on that. However, other options do open up, and that depends, as I say, on what other parties get. So Sinn Féin, for instance, have 21 seats. If Sinn Féin were also to win 4 or 5 extra seats in an election, that does hold out a tantalising prospect of either Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil, whichever would be the big winner in the election, really having to genuinely consider Sinn Féin as an option for a stable government that would be a two-party coalition. The other option is, of course, if you've got parties like Labour and some of the others who might manage to come up with some more seats, if they manage to get an increase, could you get a rainbow coalition that might just get to the mark with very little support needed from the opposition benches? So there are a couple of permutations that could work out if the figures fall on the day. But the big question is in the election, and that's the big imponderable. Really, the next election will be about Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. It will be an old-style election where the two of them are slugging it out for that main spot. And whichever of them wins and how big they win will be the key driver then as to who may be in government.
And the political commentator Johnny Fallon speaking to Donny Tarrant about the electoral landscape for this year.